You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. And closing out the hour right now is my show, Fast Track, with me, Crimson Shift. And the song you heard before that, for this one, was by Frank Moody. It was called Bloodlines. Pretty catchy tune. And the one you're listening to right now is Jazzanova, Another New Day. I believe specifically that it is a live recording from Little Big Beat Studio. That's a live session. With the vocalist being Sonia Collective. Nice jazz tune to close out the hour. Went through house music like French Touch, and then maybe some more Caribbean Latin infused house music, with some classic funk towards the end. We'll see where Fast Track takes us next time, at Fridays from 6 to 7.
WRCT Pittsburgh. No one is as excited about flaming cheese as we are.
You are listening to WRCT 88.3 in Pittsburgh, and this is From Ipanema to the World. Thank you. Welcome back to From Ipanema to the World. I am Flavio Chamis. Tonight we have the music of a record from 1965 by the late Sergio Mendes, but from before he became this pop star we all know. It was recorded in 1965 in San Francisco at the nightclub El Matador. So, before Sergio Mendes made this huge splash with his group Brazil 66, he had a smaller group that he formed in 1965 and named appropriately Brazil 65. Everyone in the group was Brazilian. It brought Sergio Mendes on piano, Sebastião Neto on bass. Sebastião Neto later in his life played with Jobim and his group Banda Nova. It has Chico Batera on drums, Paulinho Magalhães on percussion, the vocals of Wanda Sá, and the wonderful guitar of Rosinha de Valença. This is like a dream team of Brazilian players in 1965. This album captures Sergio Mendes in a musically carefree and pure moment in his career, just a year before he regrouped, rebranded, rehearsed, and received well-deserved stardom. Something interesting about this LP is that the cover art was done by the great Brazilian artist Wesley Duke Lee. Sergio Mendes and Wesley were friends in the early 60s, and there is a very funny story about the day that the first son of Sergio Mendes was born. Here is Sergio Mendes himself telling the story.
True story. And I sent a telegram to a friend of mine. He was a painter. He was a great artist. And it was kind of a joking telegram saying that my son was born, which was true, April of 64. And I'll, you know, next day, they come to my house, the military, and to interrogate me, what was that telegram? And it was a big, it was nothing. You know, it was so much, I guess, ignorance combined with fear. And I couldn't believe it. It was like a surreal thing in my life, you know.
assim, tem dó de mim não ter de quem gostar. Gostar é bom, mas tem depois, depois é só chorar. Não faz assim. O amor é muito triste quando se desfaz.
This piece you just heard is called Noah Noah. It is from Sergio Mendes' record In Person at El Matador. El Matador is a nightclub in San Francisco and it was recorded in 1965. There are some interesting stories about Sergio Mendes that few people know, but one of them is that he was the person responsible for Harrison Ford's beginnings of his movie career. Ford, early on, was a carpenter in Beverly Hills and was called by Sergio Mendes to build a recording studio in his Encino, California home. When, a little later, the director and producer George Lucas called Harrison Ford, asking him to make some cabinets in his house, Harrison Ford gave Sergio Mendes' name as a reference. Then he remembered the actor when he needed to cast someone to play the pilot Han Solo in the Star Wars trilogy. And the rest is history. Thank you.
mas tem a vida breve. Precisa que haja vento sem parar. Tristeza não tem fim. Felicidade sim. Tristeza não tem fim. Felicidade sim. A felicidade é como a gota de orvalho numa pétala de flor. Oscila e cai como uma lágrima de amor. Tristeza não tem fim. Felicidade sim. Tristeza não tem fim. Felicidade sim. Tristeza não tem fim. Jangada no mar, e hoje tem arrastão. Se viu tão...
the complete album in person at El Matador with Sergio Mendes. It was recorded in San Francisco in 1965. It brought Sergio Mendes on piano, Sebastião Neto on bass, Chico Batera on drums, Paulinho Magalhães on percussion, Wanda Sá voice, and Rosinha de Valença guitar. Let us listen to some other tracks of Sergio Mendes before he became this pop star. It is a cool Brazilian jazzy mood. Enjoy it.
Thank you.
This was the famous Só Danço Samba, I Only Dance the Samba. It is from Sérgio Mendes' recording, The Swinger from Rio. Thank you everyone for listening to From Ipanema to the World. I am Flavio Chamis, always glad to share something musically Brazilian with you every Friday at 7 p.m. here on WRCT FM 88.3 in Pittsburgh, or you can live stream our program anywhere in the world you might be. Stay a few more minutes with the music of Sérgio Mendes and enjoy the piece that gave name to From Ipanema to the World.
Good evening, Pittsburgh. You're listening to From the Basement here on WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM.